From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, April 2nd. Coming up, as the COVID-19 vaccine becomes more available, people need to be sold on taking the shots. We'll hear from Latino leaders trying to do just that in meatpacking communities. That story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A number of universities in Illinois did not require standardized test scores when students applied for the upcoming fall semester, given the disruption COVID-19 had on high schools. One state lawmaker is looking to make submitting test scores optional indefinitely. Derek Cantu has more.
Democratic State Representative Latoya Greenwood of East St. Louis says making all public universities in Illinois test optional will help to eliminate a barrier some students experience when applying to college. Greenwood says for many Illinois students, including her son, the scores they receive on standardized tests do not holistically represent their level of intelligence nor their ability to handle college-level work.
I just felt like there were more students like him that the admissions process needs to be reflective of the whole student and not just focus on one aspect of the student.
Greenwood says in lieu of looking at what someone got on their SAT or ACT, universities should evaluate non-test factors, including a student's grade point average or their involvement in extracurricular activities. Some institutions, like Southern Illinois University and the University of Chicago, have already transitioned to being test optional for undergraduate applicants. I'm Derek Cantu.
A survey from the Kaiser Family Foundation shows Republicans are more than twice as likely as the general public to say they won't get the COVID-19 vaccine. Republican Congressman Rodney Davis says Democrats were also hesitant about the vaccine when Donald Trump was president, but feelings have changed now that a Democrat holds that office.
So you have Republicans saying, I'm not going to get it because Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are in the White House. No, stop that. We right now have to believe in our scientists and the private sector ingenuity that has allowed us to get safe and effective vaccines.
Davis says he was vaccinated against COVID-19 in February. He spoke during a visit to a mass vaccination site at the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield. Village officials in Rantoul have been hoping the town's new family sports complex will attract new commercial development. Now they say a deal on the first such development is in the works. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports.
Rantoul officials say an affiliate of Core Acquisitions is in the process of buying the vacant Knights Inn Hotel building. Adam Bell, with the Chicago-based developer, says the location already had the advantages of being next door to a Walmart with access to I-57.
I think what really sealed the deal was the development of the new sports complex and the amount of people that that's going to bring from Central Illinois. I think they're anticipating several hundred thousand visitors a year.
The Rantoul Family Sports Complex is set to host its first regional tournament in 2 weeks. Around the same time, Core Acquisitions expects to complete its purchase of the Knights Inn site. Bell says they plan to tear down the hotel building and build for retail. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
The Illinois Department of Public Health is reporting more than 116,000 doses of a COVID-19 vaccine were administered yesterday. The 7-day rolling average of vaccines administered now stands at more than 109,000 doses. State officials also report more than 3,500 new cases of COVID-19 for Thursday. Additionally, they confirmed 25 new deaths. The 7-day positivity rate from March 25th through the 31st is 3.5%. That's up from 2.7% this time last week. Champaign County officials report 45 new cases of COVID-19 for Thursday. No additional deaths have been reported, keeping that total at 138. The number of active cases in the county is up to 354. Still to come, a look at issues keeping people in meatpacking communities from getting a COVID-19 vaccine. That story from Harvest Public Media is next on 217 Today.
IllinoisNewsroom.org is your source for news about education, the environment, health, politics, and more from WILL. Now you can receive our stories directly in your inbox. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at IllinoisNewsroom.org for stories you can't find anywhere else in Central Illinois. Another service from WILL, your source for quality, trusted journalism.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Latinos are far less likely to have gotten the COVID-19 vaccine. A reluctance to get the shot grounded in language, culture, and other factors piles onto the healthcare inequities that many Latinos already face. As David Condos reports for Harvest Public Media, that could leave many meatpacking communities at risk.
Enrique Rodriguez Friends hosts the top Spanish radio station in southwest Kansas, La Mexicana.
Saludos, saludos, saludos.
That makes him a well-known guy in these parts.
Hello, young lady. How you doing?
How are you guys?
Good.
So when the National Beef Meatpacking Plant wanted more people to line up at its vaccine clinic in Liberal, they called him.
No symptoms.
He came to live stream his vaccination to over 20,000 Facebook followers.
You're done? That's it? No sentí absolutamente.
After getting his shot, he went to tell his 65-year-old mother.
She was like, oh my gosh, know that you're going to have consequences.
His mom doesn't want to get vaccinated because she's afraid of fictitious side effects she's heard from one bogus source or another.
So how can you fight all this garbage? I don't have the answer.
Friends' story illustrates the complicated task facing the country. Now that the COVID-19 vaccine is becoming more available, people need to be sold on taking the shots. In Latino communities, vaccine hesitancy, cultural barriers, and accessibility issues could hinder the rollout from reaching the most vulnerable.
Not all at once.
About 2 hours after Friends live streams his vaccination, a group of people from the Liberal area file into a community center conference room.
Did you guys all hear that?
They're here to talk about the vaccine. Or more to the point, their concerns about taking it.
The chip could be like microscopic.
I don't really trust it.
The government will know exactly.
I just want to wait to see if
COVID worldwide for a purpose.
The most common concern in this room comes from a lack of clear, consistent information. Here's Edgar Galindo.
And I still keep asking, you know, questions that are, it's going to work or just you have to have it every year. I'm still waiting for that.
Rodrigo Calderon worries about where the shot came from.
I'm just waiting for more information. So, I mean, I don't plan on taking it, but maybe later on I'll change my mind.
And at least in this room, he's not alone.
How many of you guys would take the vaccine now? Levante la mano si.
Out of the 16 people in this group, just two say they want the vaccine. Janet Vasquez works at Southwest Medical Center in Liberal and organized the focus group.
People are already very emotional. I mean, COVID has been very challenging for a lot of people. And so hearing rumors about the vaccine just terrifies and scares them more.
So Vasquez has made social media videos with Hispanic doctors, posters with vaccine facts in Spanish, anything that might help more people get their shots. For places like Liberal and Dodge City, which are more than 60% Latino, the stakes are high. If messages about the vaccine don't speak to Hispanic residents in ways they'll take to heart, pockets of unvaccinated people could incubate future outbreaks. To be clear, resistance to vaccination stretches beyond Latinos. A recent NPR poll found nearly 40% of Latinos don't want the vaccine. But the figures were similar or even higher for white evangelicals and Republican men. The challenge in Southwest Kansas is that boilerplate public health messages likely won't reach Latinos in any meaningful way. Ernesto de la Rosa is the chairperson of the state's Hispanic and Latino American Affairs Commission and lives in Dodge City. He says it'll take more than just translating information from English to Spanish. It's about making messages culturally relevant. He calls it meeting people where they are.
And I don't necessarily mean by place. I mean by their thoughts, their culture, how they go on with their everyday life.
It could be as simple as featuring the voices of native Spanish speakers or playing Latin cumbia music under an ad. Anything that lets Latinos know this message is for them. Radio host Enrique Rodriguez Friends plans to keep delivering this message in as many different ways as he can.
It doesn't matter how much information you create. What really does matter is how much information is actually getting to the people that needs it and understand it. So how can we connect better? That's the challenge every day. That's my challenge every day.
And after he gets his second dose, he's going to pay another visit to his mom.
I ain't giving up on this lady. She's my mom, dude.
For Harvest Public Media, I'm David Condos.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see sunny skies again today with a high of 50 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Derek Cantu, Mary Hansen, Jim Meadows, and David Condos. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.